This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that those who recite the Book of Allah and they establish the prayer and they donate in charity from what Allah provided them secretly and openly, they're hoping for an exchange, a transaction that will never fail. Why? Think about the world. In trade, when you're dealing with money, you're investing your money, your labor, your time, your capabilities, hoping you'll get back your capital and your principal investment, as well as some profits on top of that. A believer with the Quran is investing his or her wealth, time, labor, capabilities in carrying out the commands of Allah. And you're hoping for something great, but there's a great difference between these two kinds of transactions. In the worldly bargain, there's the risk of loss along with the hope of profits. But in the bargain that a servant has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no risk of loss whatsoever. And the Qur'an is a perfect example of that. Whatever you invest in it, in terms of your time, your health, your energy, and so on and so forth, it will always give you more in return in the quality of what you sacrifice. It could be in any form. And if you want to see FOMO, fear of missing out, look at people who rush to secure acts of worship. They try to remember Allah with every waking hour. And that's one thing Aisha radiallahu anha, she reported that the believers might regret on the Day of Judgment, an hour that passed by in which they did not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.